Well, during the week, the Treasurer said he'd like to see older Australians upskill, presumably with a view to staying in the workplace for longer. It's a nice idea, but I think it's fair to say that older Aussies face barriers when it comes to employment. Ian Henschke from National Seniors Australia, the biggest challenge must be age discrimination, right?
It is, Reverend Bill, and it's real. And the reason we know it's real is because last year the Human Rights Commission did a survey of HR companies, and they asked them about how they employed people, and they freely admitted, this is an anonymous survey of 900 HR people, they freely admitted that 30% of them were outright ageist, and the area where they had the cutoff point was the over 50s. So the issue is not about whether older Australians are being retrained, because there's no point in being retrained if the employer is going to be ageist.
If I were to ask you the broad question whether older people are more valuable to a business than young people, what would you say?
I don't think we should separate people out.
No.
My answer is if the person is good for the job, they should be treated equally and fairly. And if you look at some of these people around the world that have been working into their 70s, 80s and 90s, we see it in many areas. Probably the most famous I always like to say is Sir David Attenborough. Now, where would you get a wealth of experience like that gentleman's got and put him in front of a television camera who can talk beautifully? He's a wonderful narrator. Now, why would you say, well, why would we stop employing him once you reach 50 or 60? You wouldn't do that. You don't do that. We've seen that with some of the great people that have worked in film, television, music, the arts, etc. But when it comes to something like the person who's working for a company and they might be the sales manager or whatever, they go, oh, well, I think we'll get rid of old Ted or old Jill or whatever because... you know, we need to bring some young blood into the company.
I'm talking with Ian Henschke from National Seniors Australia. Ian, should there be incentives for businesses to hire older people?
They've tried that, and I'm afraid it doesn't work. The federal
government... What does work, then?
Well, I think you've got to address the real core issue of all of this. They offer $10,000 for employers that take on a person that's been out of work for a certain time, is over a certain age. That doesn't seem to work. I think what we need to do is we need to, the same way as we adjusted the thinking of people in terms of women and people with disabilities, which is still obviously a problem because we still see that there are women that are not represented in the same numbers of men and their wages are still lower than men's. Well, I think we just have to say, look, we've got a problem. Let's deal with it. And one of the best ways that I think we could deal with it was put forward by Baroness Greengross, who was just here recently as part of the Every Age Counts campaign. She said what she would like to see, and I thought this was a very good observation, was that if we are pushing people out of the workforce in their 40s, 50s and 60s, which tends to be what's happening with the main emphasis on the 50s, I think, she said, well, why doesn't an employer turn around to people and say, look, if you want to work 4 days a week in your 50s or you want to work 3 days a week in your 60s, let's be a bit more flexible and have those people do that so that you have an age profile of 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 20-year-olds, all in the one workplace.
God bless you, mate. Thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
Carry the banner. Thanks.
God bless you.
All the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.